This article first appeared on Halton Hills Today, November 23. The Malankara Orthodox Syrian Church is the newest flock to occupy the pews of the storied Norval Presbyterian Church. In a late November ceremony, the new occupants rechristened the church as the St. Gregorio's Indian Orthodox Church. Hundreds attended the service, taking in the pomp and pageantry unique to Eastern traditions of Christianity. Father Blessan Varghese is the vicar of the new church. Mansoor Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Several priests from the denomination, and some from outside it, attended. With them was Father Blessan Varghese, the vicar of the new church. Choirs sang, incense was burned and gifts were given to dignitaries who attended. The clerical dignitaries were accompanied by local elected officials like Mayor Ann Lawler, Councillors Joseph Rochinski and Darcy Keane. But peppered within the congregation were also members of Norval Presbyterian, which had its last service at the church earlier this year. In a touching welcome, former Norval Presbyterian board member Robert McClure told his new neighbors that he's certainly impressed, as I am sure others will be, at the work you have done throughout the church to suit your needs as a parish. He offered a prayer thanking the Heavenly Father for bringing the St. Gregorio's Indian Orthodox Church into Norval. May your presence be felt every time someone enters this sanctuary, McClure prayed, at times getting emotional. Members of the new congregation expressed joy at their new house of worship. Aju Varghese, a real estate agent who played a role in acquiring the building, expressed much happiness seeing it all come together. "We are excited," he told Halton Hills Today. "We are excited that we will be able to accommodate a number of people and have a new place, a new address." Mayor Ann Lawler welcomes the community to Norval. Mansoor Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. The Malankara Orthodox Syrian Church, also known as the Indian Orthodox Church, denomination traces its traditions to St. Thomas, one of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Adherents of the group largely hail from Kerala in eastern India. The walls of the former Norval Presbyterian Church echoed with the Malayalam and Syriac languages. Certain parts of services are recited in those tongues. There are roughly 2.5 million worshippers worldwide. While there's still work to be done, the interior of the church has been renovated to create a protected area for the tabernacle. Several images of apostles dotted the walls of the church, reminding the worshippers of the example some of Jesus' followers provided. Mayor Ann Lawler recited a letter the congregation sent her to declare their interest in the church. "You recognized the history of this place and this area. You had expressed a desire to honor and preserve it. That's very important to us," Lawler said. She added that the ceremonial occasion also represents the unity and diversity that we cherish in Halton Hills. For more information on the church, visit stgoc.org.